It takes nearly 9 months to move a presidential nominee through Senate confirmation and into the executive branch. The Presidential Appointee Initiative was supposed to untangle that process. Paul Light ran the initiative and has declared that after 4 years and nearly $4 million, the effort had fallen short. While it did publish a survivor's guide for presidential nominees, the system is still cumbersome. Paul Light says there are ways to improve some aspects of the system.
Streamline the forms. Get rid of some of these ridiculous questions that appointees have to answer that have absolutely no bearing on one's ability to serve. I mean, what difference does it make whether you know your mother and father-in-law's birth date? Do you really need to find that high school classmate to vouchsafe for you? I mean, there are a bunch of questions there that are just nonsense, but we can't get rid of any of them.
In fact, the length of time it takes to actually take office once your appointment is made is lengthening.
Yeah, it went up a little bit under Bush 43. It's actually a miracle that it didn't go up a lot.
Any of this due to September 11th? Everyone involved in red tape and checking things out?
I thought that September 11th would actually help the cause of reform, because on September 11th we had good data showing that a very high percentage of the people involved in the war on terrorism had not been nominated and certainly hadn't been confirmed. And we thought that perhaps in October of 2001, Congress might get serious about reaching some kind of agreement with the president on propelling those nominees forward. But it really didn't work out that way. Frankly, you know, if you can't get people to take that seriously and say, gee, yeah, it makes sense to have an assistant secretary of X for counterterrorism, then you really don't have much leverage at all.
Is it just the red tape, the questions, or is it politics?
It's really a lot of politics. You know, a lot of this could be swept away by White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez. I mean, he could issue an order with the president's permission to streamline this national security form. You could make the look back 7 years. You could work with the Senate to reduce the number of positions that have to go through the FBI full field investigation. The Senate could work with the White House to streamline its forms. But both institutions are risk averse. They don't want to have any embarrassment.
So you get a guy who never did anything.
Well, I ended up believing that the perfect nominee was somebody with no history, no friends, never been married, never traveled, had no investments. And even that person would take 6 months to get through the process.
But isn't some of this, you know, a committee chairman on Capitol Hill who's wielding some power and holding up a nomination for whatever reason?
Right. You know, and people in the last 2 years, senators who have never used holds against nominees for anything have gotten into the habit of doing it. Joe Biden placed a couple of holds on transportation nominees because, you know, he wanted more funding for the Northeast Corridor. John McCain placed some holds. He had never done that before. Senators routinely use holds to extract concessions on issues not even remotely related to the nominee involved. In fact, the better the nominee, the cleaner the nominee, the more intelligent and useful to government the nominee, the more likely he or she will be held, because it's a better hostage. I mean, you don't want to hold somebody who's an idiot. You want to hold somebody who is really valuable to government.
But the same party has the White House and the Congress. Shouldn't it work better now?
You know, Republicans are equal opportunity holders in this. The first holds in this administration came from Jesse Helms. Who would have thunk it? In the middle of a cascade of news about a weakening economy, he put holds on the Deputy Secretary of the Treasury and three others. I argued that if we could just get every senator who believes that he or she should be president to vote for reform, we'd have 100 votes. But they don't see themselves ever using this system.
Well, maybe it's like the Oscars, you know? Yeah. Getting nominated is, you know, the real reward.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, I'm surprised that we weren't able to get even the most modest reform in the process, because it's so obvious that this is a form of bureaucratic torture.
Paul Light, who ran the Presidential Appointee Initiative, is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.